Hello and welcome back to the Rusted Culture Show. I am your host, Frank Ebersold. And yes, this is exactly where you need to be. This is where we discuss what's rusted and crappy about our culture right now, the political, you name it. We cover it here. And today, what I'd like to talk about is how Trump's Department of Justice is arguing for the right to discriminate against gays in the workplace. As weird and as strange as that might seem, it is the truth. The Trump Department of Justice is arguing for the right to discriminate against gays in the workplace. Well, folks, let's go back to the last episode for a few seconds here. In that last episode, I illustrated how the Department of Justice is now arguing against employee rights in a case that's going before the U.S. Supreme Court next week. And you'll recall that there are three different cases that are summed up in the one case, and the name of the case that you need to follow is Epic Systems versus Lewis. And in this case, essentially the Department of Justice is arguing that arbitration clauses as a condition of employment are just fine. A lot of folks have been made to sign these things, you know, as a condition of being employed at a place. Yeah, we'd like to have you join, but oh, here's this little piece of paper right here, and you got to agree to arbitration. And no, we don't want to let you do those things called class action lawsuits. No. We don't want you to go there. We just want you to sign this. And if something happens, you're just going to be forced to arbitrate. Well, as you might imagine, the National Labor Relations Board disagrees. The NLRB disagrees with this. And as we go back in time, as I mentioned in the previous episode, Franklin Delano Roosevelt essentially started the National Labor Relations Board. And is it any surprise that, this organization was founded by a Democrat to help the workers? I hope that doesn't come as a surprise. But the National Labor Relations Board is disagreeing with Trump's Department of Justice. They're saying that Section 7 of the National Labor Relations Act grants employees the right to engage in concerted activities. And we're talking like concerted activities, we're talking things like class action lawsuits are therefore permissible. And the NLRB further believes that you can't deny an employee rights that are granted in the National Labor Relations Act, Section 7. You can't force an employee to sign away their rights to class action lawsuits as a condition of employment. That would just be plain nasty. But that's what they do. And Trump's Department of Justice is out there arguing against the workers. They're arguing against fairness. And in my view, folks, they're arguing against what's morally ethical. So, folks, we've got the Department of Justice here. As you know, it's headed up by Jeff Sessions. And, tongue in cheek, I like to kind of refer to Jeff Sessions as the mean-spirited Keebler elf himself, personified. And Jeff Sessions, under Trump, is up to some really, really nasty business here, folks. But, you know, it's not enough that they're litigating against workers' rights in that case that I just mentioned. It's not enough that the Department of Justice are actually fighting another U.S. agency in all of this. As I mentioned, set up by Franklin Delano Roosevelt to protect workers' rights. They're fighting the NLRB in all of this. You know, that whole thing just makes me, it just makes me mad as a hornet. But it doesn't end there. It doesn't end there. It's just like the TV commercials, folks, you know, where you see that commercial that says at the end of it, but wait, there's more. Well, there's a hell of a lot more here. It doesn't end there. The Department of Justice has been real busy. They've been busier than Tom Price flying around at taxpayer expense. Thank God he's gone. And the whole Obamacare, by the way, has gone up in a bunch of flames along with them. Thanks God, good riddance. It's all, thankfully, they've lost that battle, and it's really, they've lost that battle, and it's to the advantage of the middle class America that they lost that Obamacare fight. But going a little bit further here with the other situation, the Department of Justice has been burning the midnight oil. They've been working harder than old Tom Price trying to arrange those flights to wherever the hell he was going. Gone now. He's gone anyway. But the Department of Justice, I mean, they're not only targeting middle class America, as I mentioned before in those other cases, Epic Systems versus Lewis. They're not just targeting middle America. You know what? They've also got gays in their gun sights as well right now. They're going for everybody, folks. I mean, where does it end? Where does it end? How far are we going to let Jeff Sessions go in systematically stripping rights away from Americans? And we're talking hard-fought rights here, folks. Taking those rights, how far are we going to let them go? Taking away rights from Americans like you? And Americans like me. Well, earlier this week, the Department of Justice filed a legal brief in an appeals court case now arguing against workplace protection for employees who are gay. That's right, the Department of Justice is essentially arguing to allow discrimination against gays in any workplace in our America. And since when, folks, since when is it okay for the Department of Justice, of all things, under the direction of the president? Since when is it okay for them to argue to allow discrimination against gays in the workplace? You know, we keep hitting new lows. And I'm not sure where all this is going to end up, to be quite honest with you, but we keep hitting new lows. You know, there's so much crap that's coming out of this administration that it absolutely makes me sick. There's so much hate from supposed Christians. Bible-thumping supposed Christians discriminating in the name of Jesus. We've talked about that. There's so much hate. You know, it would even make Jesus angry for that matter. First, it's workers' rights. Now it's time to allow discrimination in the workplace against gays. What in the hell? What in the hell is going on? This is not the America of our founding fathers. This is not the America of John F. Kennedy or Franklin Delano Roosevelt, folks. I mean, this is not that kind of America at this stage. This is exactly what happens when you fail to separate church and state, like Thomas Jefferson argued, one of our founding fathers. This is exactly what happens when you don't separate church and state like Thomas Jefferson argued. And, you know, I have to go on a sidebar here. You know, contrary to what Alabama nut job Roy Moore, you know this guy, you know, Jeff Sessions, you know, joined the Department of Justice. Woo-hoo. That was a big victory for us. And Roy Moore is poised to step into his shoes. Well, I got a little surprise coming for old Roy Moore. I'm going to rain on Roy Moore's parade, in his little parade of the damned. I've got an episode I'm working on right now that you're not going to want to miss. And it deals with his whole claim and his stinking thinking around separation of church and state, folks. You're not going to want to miss it. But let's get back to the other case here. Allowing discrimination in the workplace on anybody is not the America anybody wants. Nobody wants to be discriminated against. And, you know, I just have to sit here and wonder, folks. I mean, am I going to have to sit back? Are we going to have to sit back and listen to this kind of crap for the next 3.5 years? Is this the way it's going to be? Folks, I got to tell you, if that's the case, I'm going to melt down. I'm going to go nuclear right here, fighting this crap every chance I get. I just can't bear it. You know, so just like Jeff Sessions is sitting here fighting, litigating against the National Labor Relations Board in the workers' rights case, in this case, And it's called Zarda versus Altitude Express. The Department of Justice is also arguing against another federal agency. You got it right. This time, the Department of Justice is arguing against the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. And it should come as no surprise that the EEOC was founded by another Democrat. Another Democrat. Yeah, I'm kind of seeing the trend here. This agency was founded by John F. Kennedy. Just like in the last episode, the National Labor Relations Board was founded by a Democrat, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Folks, I'm telling you here and now, historically speaking, and we talk in terms of history when we describe things like the stock market. You know, historically speaking, if you had bought and held, you would have come out okay. Well, the same thing here with the Democrats. If you had bought and held the Democratic Party as a middle American person, a worker, the debt you would have done A-okay because they're on your side. They've done more to further your rights as an American than the Republicans have ever done. The Democrats have done more for middle America than the Republicans have ever dreamed of. They haven't even dreamed in terms of what the Democrats have already done to help middle Americans. And yes, I would agree. I'm going to tell you right now, yeah, we need to realign the Democratic Party to the workers. It needs to be put back on track for middle America, for the workers, and America's working class. That's the charter. That should be the charter of the Democratic Party. Because, folks, we're going to have to fight this crap, and I'm telling you, it's coming fast and furious. So here we are. The Department of Justice is arguing against the EEOC to allow discrimination against gays in the workplace. So in a nutshell, I'm just going to give you a little bit of detail about the case. So this gay man who brought the case, his name is Donald Zarda. He was employed by Altitude Express and was a skydiving instructor for this company. And back in 2010, there was a woman, I don't know what her name is, but she was going to get training in skydiving. And evidently she picked Donald Zarda. And while the two, Donald Zarda and the woman, were getting suited up, you know, getting ready to get on the plane, practice skydiving, evidently Donald slightly bumped her breast, something like that. And I can just imagine how this might have, you know, unfolded here. Donald probably chuckled as he said he was sorry, you know, sorry about bumping you. And he, you know, he also said that he was gay to possibly alleviate her concern or to downplay the whole event as being harmless. You know, he had no ill will in bumping her. Anyway, the woman mentioned this to her husband when she got home, who later complained to Altitude Express. And Altitude Express, as you know, fired Donald Zarda for being gay. So, folks, do you think that the woman, I mean, I don't know here. I do know enough to know that folks can be, a lot of people out there, and I'm not going to have to convince you of this, are nuts. Do you think that the woman might have just picked out this, you know, attractive young skydiver instructor because he was handsome? And it turned out that she might have been a little miffed that she happened to pick one that was gay. Do you think that's possible? Heck, I do. I mean, do I have to explain to anyone that some people are nuts? I mean, you know it. We got one for president. But, so Zarda, anyway. In any event, this Donald Zarda, he filed suit claiming that he was being fired because he was gay, and that violated Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. And that act bars discrimination on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. Now, on the other side of the table, the Trump Justice Department is arguing that the anti-gay discrimination, they're saying that this anti-gay discrimination, it's possible. Let it happen, because women and men are treated the same. They're arguing that you treat women and men the same way, even though it causes different treatment of gay and straight employees. That's essentially what they're arguing. It doesn't sound very rock solid to me, but, you know, history has, it's categorically embraced a no discrimination policy under the Civil Rights Act in history, historically speaking. And the Trump administration is likely to lose this case, in my opinion. I would hope that they're going to lose this case. And I would hope that reason would prevail. And as Americans, regardless of our religion, we can't allow any discrimination on anyone. We can't allow it. And the fact that the Trump administration thinks it's okay to discriminate against anyone, gay, straight, whatever. I mean, the fact that the Trump administration thinks that it's okay to discriminate is reprehensible. And I realize that you may or may not be gay, and as such, this case may not directly affect you. But, you know, discrimination anywhere in America, you have to agree, discrimination anywhere in America is against what we as Americans represent. And what the Department of Justice is doing to erode workers' rights, as I mentioned in the last episode, and now arguing to discriminate against gays, is pushing this country in a troubling direction. Don't listen to what Donald Trump says. I've told you this before. Don't listen to what he says. Watch what he does. And I can tell you time and time again, what Trump says is not the same as what he does. That's what you get with this guy, folks. You know, this kind of thing, arguing to allow people to discriminate, is what happens in a third world country like Nigeria, who in 2014 imposed a 14-year jail sentence for any gay relationship. And is this where America is going? Is this the bus that we're all strapped into with Donald Trump at the wheel? Well, folks, not on my watch. I can guarantee you that you can't fight this cancer that's eroding Americans' rights, whether it's gay rights or workers' rights. You can't fight it by letting it get to a stage four. You can't wait. You've got to be aware of what Trump is doing today before the rights Americans have are gone tomorrow. I'm talking about fair rights, equal rights, the right not to be discriminated against before these things are, you've got to push before it's taken away forever. And I believe that the enemy is the alt-right or people that think that way. And I believe that you've got to make your voice heard. You've got to call your congressperson and tell them that the two cases, one for the workers, one for the discrimination against gay people in the workplace, the two cases that the Department of Justice is pursuing is not what you want for America. You got to reach out and tell people that. You just can't be quiet about it. You know, the Germans stood by while Nazis took control over Germany. And none of them could imagine that it would have turned out so bad. But it did, didn't it? It's exactly what happened. You know, while the Trump Department of Justice is eroding gay rights and workers' rights, tomorrow it could be your rights. You've got to be tuned into this for that reason. Tomorrow it could be you. And that's why I think you need to act. So I want you to stay tuned, Americans. Like I mentioned, I've got a nice episode coming up on old boy Roy Moore. You're not going to want to miss that. What a nut job he is. I'm not going to give up the fight. Till next time, this is your host, Frank Ebersold. I want to thank you for joining the Rusted Culture, and we'll see you next time.